It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale, and it's a big deal. Right now, get 50% off all windows along with no interest for 5 years plus bonus savings when you schedule a consult today. If your windows leak, get foggy or hot, or you're paying high utility bills, that's a big deal. With Window Nation's semi-annual sale, you can replace your windows and save a big deal too. Schedule a no-obligation in-home estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni joining us right now. Nick, of course, with Elliot and Joey. How you doing, Nick?
Hey, good. How about you guys?
Doing good, man. Good to hear from you, Nick. Thanks for coming on. I wanted to ask you first, obviously this last game was the first game with two new coordinators, and you've talked about the job that you thought they did. I was curious from your perspective. You had a lot of games with Shane and Gannon on the sideline. What was it like for you having two new coordinators? Did you feel like your roles changed? Did you have more on your plate? Like, what was that experience like for you?
I thought it was status quo. You know, obviously there's little differences, but the preparation for how we call it, especially thinking about offense, the preparation for how we call it remains the same, right? And that doesn't mean things don't change throughout the game, but you know, the preparation remains the same. So really, I felt like It was very, very similar. Nothing that I really even recognized, like, oh, I need to be on that or that. I thought the guys did a good job, of calling the game and adjusting and all the different things that it takes to be a coordinator.
Nick, a follow-up on that. And if you've answered this before in the past when it was Shane, I just want to see if it's the same thing. If you haven't answered, I'm just curious. When it comes, you mentioned after the game, DeAndre Swift, you don't want to have games where he really doesn't touch the ball. Dallas Goedert, same thing. We know Brian calls the plays. You and Brian and the staff put together the plan during the week. During the game, if you notice someone isn't getting the ball, would you go up to or in the ear with Brian and say, let's get him involved? Or is it just the plan is the plan, and then afterwards you kind of evaluate what happened?
Oh, of course, no. The plan, to say the plan is the plan would be bad coaching, right? Because there's going to be things that you go in and you plan, but the other team's getting paid to plan too, right? And so, you know, there's going to be things that adjusting in football is one of the biggest things, is just as an important piece as you put the game plan together. So, you know, whether it's an adjustment to the way the defense is playing or whether it's adjustment to the way the guys are getting the ball. So, you know, that's why I always say, like, anything that we perceive as an issue or anything like that always runs through me first and then, you know, and then to the coordinator. But I'd say this, you know, the way that going into that game, like the New England style defense does a good job of taking away some backs and does a good job of taking away tight ends with the way they play their defensive ends and then with the way they play their coverage. And so, and I'd like to say this, like, we weren't throwing it to any bums on the outside, right? We were throwing it to Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown who ended up getting all the touches this last game. And so, you know, there's going to be ebbs and flows in games like that happen, where the defense, like, again, we're the offense, so we're on attack. But you know, that doesn't mean you're foolish and just take what they're not giving you, right? And that's what quarterback play is. That's what coordinating is, and that's what, you know, managing the game as a head coach is.
Nick, did you notice anything different? You mentioned Belichick and how he will take away certain things. Did you notice anything different from the way you were played this game compared to last year? You know, another year of people studying your offense, your team, your quarterback. Did you notice anything significantly different, or was it just they did a good job in this particular game with their execution on their side?
Yeah, I think they did a good job on their execution on their side. We made plays, you know, we didn't finish drives, you know, and when we were in a rut, we weren't winning on first and second down and putting ourselves in third and non-manageable. But I thought it was more about us not finishing drives where we were, you know, we were coming away with field goals instead of points. You know, and I think it's a little too early to say, you know, I know we're going to get everybody's best shot, and I know everyone's been studying us all offseason to see, hey, what we ran on offense, because we do the same thing. Hey, what did that successful team do on offense as an offensive coach or a defensive coach? And so, of course, there's going to be new things the way teams play us. And what our thought process is like, you know, you always want to be thinking if this, then that, right? And what I mean by that, like if the defense is trying to stop this play that way, then you got to do this, right? And so we're prepared for that. I think it's too early to say that this is how everyone's going to play us or this is not. I mean, the Patriots played defense the way we thought they were going to play it in a lot of aspects. And so, again, just credit to them. And then credit to our guys to get it going, to do enough to have, you know, at the end of the day, our job is to score more points than they score. And we did that at the end of the day.
I wanted to touch on something you said after the game. You know, I love preseason. I love training camp. It's my favorite time of the year. You talked about how watching that game, you know, going through it, you mentioned, hey, maybe you change the strategy up a little bit next year with how the starters play. I was curious, both in the moment, but now after watching tape, like, what did you see that maybe made you feel that way? And you feel that same way after you watched the game?
You know, I mean, I guess to say, you know, you don't, you're always going to, if you don't play up to your standard, right, you're always going to evaluate why you didn't play up to your standard, right? And so right at the end of that game, somebody asked me that question, and I thought it was a valid point, and that I will reconsider. That doesn't, like I said to you guys after the game, that doesn't mean I'm necessarily going to do that, but you know, you definitely will reconsider because you always want to start fast. Now, again, I know we won the game, but did we play up to our standard on offense? No, absolutely, absolutely not. And so, you know, that will be reevaluated. And you know, I, when I really think through it, to be honest with you, Elliot, I haven't spent a lot of time thinking about that this week. That's going to be something that's on my notes. Obviously, we have a short week to play tomorrow, so most of my attention's been on, hey, let's fix the mistakes from the game. And you know, let's get ready for Minnesota. But as we get into next year, you know, I'll think more about that and what the right decision is in that setting.
Hey everyone, this is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni joining us. Nick, I think a lot of fans were a little bit surprised before the game that Rashad Penny was inactive. For you each week, when you guys are deciding which backs, whether it be all four or three of the four, what's going into that decision? And for Penny specifically, is there anything he has to do to make sure he's part of that? Because, you know, he's a guy people are certainly interested in with the numbers he's put up in the past and signing here pretty early in free agency.
Yeah, sure. You know, what goes into that is okay, who's the guy that's going to get the majority of carries? And then this game, it was Kenny. Now, we don't know that always going into the game with the backs. But then you see how Boston had two carries and DeAndre had two carries. So, like, that's limited, you know, attempts for them. So to have another backup there would not have been right there in that game. We said he was our fourth back going into that football game. And so he was just the odd man out in that particular one, but he's done a nice job in training camp. We have a lot of faith in him, and we're going to need him as the season goes. But it was just, you know, and then the special teams goes into play, guys that can contribute on special teams, and that's just the way, you know. I'd love to have I'd love for the NFL to change the rule and have 50. You have 53 guys on the team, you get 53 guys out. But obviously, that's not the way it is, and unfortunately, that's a really hard part for my job, and not any harder it is for, you know, when I have to tell them that they're down. I know it's not harder on me than it is on them because they won't be out there playing in that game. But it's a crappy part of the business, and unfortunately, we have to make a tough decision each week of a handful of guys being down.
So I think one absolute positive from the game, and I know fans are really excited about it, was the play of Jalen Carter. A ton of pressure on the quarterback, big play late. I was curious, after watching the tape, what did you notice about him, maybe outside of just the hurries, but also you've now had him in your building for a while. So much was made of him off the field prior to the draft and then coming to Philadelphia. I've seen him interact with his teammates. It seems like he's enjoying it there. What have you learned about Jalen after watching that film, but also off the field now after being around him for a while?
Yeah, I think off the field, I think he's a great teammate that loves football, and that's what you want. That's what you want out of all your guys, mm-hmm. a great teammate that loves the game of football and loves being around his teammates. And so that shows itself every day. And then obviously the play on the field, the play on the field was outstanding. He had an outstanding game, and he, you know, but that's one game. That's one game, and this is a long, long season, right? And so, you know, he's just got to keep showing up every day, keep putting in the work that he's putting in. You know, I think other thing you know off the field is he works extremely hard at his craft of being a football player. And whether that's in the weight room, whether that's in the meeting room, whether that's on the walkthrough field. And so really excited about him because of the, you know, not just because of the game he played, but, you know, all the reps accumulated throughout training camp and then the way he is with his teammates and who he is.
So Jalen has talked about how Fletcher Cox has been really helpful for him, you know, talking during the offseason, making sure he's kind of adjusting to the NFL properly. You talk a lot about the culture of the team and you want those veteran players to do that. How excited do you get as a coach when you see Jalen talk about a veteran player like that helping him adjust to the NFL?
Shoot, that's awesome. That's we're constantly talking and working at connecting, right? And you can talk about it all you want, unless you're practicing what you preach and working to connect, it doesn't matter. So and that just shows you that the proof's in the pudding right there, that you know the connection of this team is real, and it's a mm-hmm. team. It's a team. Again, the best group of individuals doesn't win games. The best teams win games, and so that's just a, you know, and that's why Fletch has been voted captain by his teammates, because he's excellent at that. You know, I think, you know, one thing that sometimes I see around this league is you see guys like, well, my job, you know, my job is to get myself ready to play. Right. Well, your job is to also get yourself ready to play while also being a good teammate. And I just feel like we have unbelievable leaders on this football team. It makes my job, you know, setting the culture as the head coach very easy when you have the leaders that we have on this football team. And we know, you know, some of the special things that we've done in the past couple of years have been about the type of team we have, the guys, the, you know, the locker room. And you know, the other thing I think you think about is when your time is done playing football, the things that you miss, yeah, you're going to miss the wins and the plays and all those things, but you're going to miss your teammates more than anything. And I think that our guys understand that, and they work like crazy just to have those relationships. I mean, because that's what makes it fun to come in the building every day. So to hear Jalen express his feelings about Fletch like that means a lot to me, and it means a lot to this football team.
Nick, we'll end with this. We know it's a short week, and we appreciate your time. What have you learned the last couple of years with these short week games? Minnesota tomorrow, you played them last year, so that probably helps a little bit with the preparation. You've done this twice, if my memory serves, with Tampa 2 years ago and then last year in Houston. What have you learned trying to navigate both for your guys, like getting their bodies ready, but then you and your staff preparation on a really short week?
Yeah, great question. So, you know, you're always trying to perfect the process, whether it's a normal week, whether it's a Monday night game, whether it's a Sunday night game, whether it's a Thursday night game. You're always, always working your butt off to perfect the process and reevaluating after, you know what, tomorrow, Friday, when Friday comes, we're going to watch that game. We're going to talk about the weekly schedule, and I'm going to ask the captains and the leadership council, what do you think we could have done better? I'm going to ask the coaches, what do you think we could have done better? Anything you liked, anything you didn't like? And we've done that after each year. And so we think, you know, you don't perfect the process unless you know exactly what the process is. So you have a detailed plan of what the process is, and you constantly are trying to tweak that and make it better and better and better, so you give yourself a better chance to win. You know, things that we, you know, that are different this year than the last 2 years ago is we practiced as not just a walkthrough today, which I've been on so many teams that you just walk through, and, you know, it's a little bit faster tempo, you know, it's a little bit more like that. And so, you know, there's just everything about the short week, first and foremost, is how we get the players' bodies ready and their minds ready to play on a short week. So that's where it starts. But then again, you know, we want to make sure as coaches that the way we're planning it, the way we're, you know, organizing it is the way we need it to be. So again, it's just always about perfecting the process, and that's what we've worked on. And I take a lot of pride that we do that for every scenario of game that we can play in. And we'll continue to get better at our process, and hopefully that equals results.
Well, Nick, we appreciate your time, and we'll be watching, of course. And good luck tomorrow night against the Vikings, and we'll catch up soon. Thank you, Nick.
All right, thanks. It was good to be on your guys' show this afternoon.
Yep, good to talk to you, man. Thanks for coming.